Let's get into one of the most important stories of the day and arguably of the week. Finally, 3 months after he's been appointed, I think it is 3 months, certainly it was in February at the State of the Nation address that we heard we would be getting a Minister of Electricity. Josienso Ramokgopa was duly appointed, but it's taken a while for there to be any clarity as to what his job is. Now there is clarity, but is it good news or does it point perhaps to some problems ahead? We welcome to 702 Drive to help us with that question Crown Prince Adil Ntshabeleng, energy expert. A very good afternoon to you and thank you for your time.
Good afternoon, Mr. Pelman.
So do set out for us, if you will, what first of all, what the powers and areas of authority have been given to the electricity minister, Minister Ramokgopa, and then perhaps a thought of yours as to whether the right decision has been made. Good afternoon again.
Good afternoon. Absolutely. Look, it was bizarre that you have a minister who actually was without any portfolio in a sense. He was just a minister on roving basis, go and check out what's happening at power stations, without any powers to can make any effect in terms of changes or procurement or even introducing solutions that needs to be implemented in order to actually stop the load shedding that we're experiencing. So with the current determination, the president has signed into law now that gazetting it to say that the minister now has now the responsibility to implement Section 34 of the Electricity Act itself. On the Electricity Act, Section 34 talks about what powers the minister have, which is now to one, to can go in and procure new power project and contract, can go in and bring in new capacity, can go in and determine in terms of power produced by any supplier or any source generator, can be used by who and how, which means if mining companies or any other industry
yes.
wants to, for instance, move off grid or do their own thing, and they want to buy between each other, a supplier and a mine, for instance, those powers the minister can now confer to organizations as well as institutions. So it's quite a vast section, and it's quite highly empowering. And the concern comes in is what will be enough in terms of, you know, what will be checking, who will be checking the minister's ability to implement these powers? Because in the past, the powers were given, but were not necessarily exercised in the nature that
right.
needed to be. So now the minister has de facto power. He can go and buy, let's say, $1 trillion worth of electricity energy generation from any source he so desires. And nobody will stop him because the powers are in place, you know. And I think Sakina must go and apologize to him for calling him a mere project manager, because I think his powers are now more defined
yes,
now.
Yes, be careful.
No longer on project management. So
yeah.
it is one of those lovely developments. I think the president took a decision to say, look, we can't have an electricity minister without being functional in the electricity space. Good move, a good decision going forward. But now it's time to see what
how it works out.
So what?
One of the things I heard, and please correct me if I've misunderstood, that let's say, for example, Goldfields, for the sake of argument, I think I did read that they were producing and for some time back setting themselves
yeah.
up with solar power. If he makes a decision, okay, we want to take some of their surplus power and move it somewhere else and create an opportunity for another independent player to work in that area of the country, can he start that process and finish it? Or does he need to go to, for example, Minerals and Energy or any other entity to actually get this thing finally implemented? I got the sense that he's still dependent on somebody else's rubber stamp and somebody else's signature. But if I'm wrong, please put me right. I actually do hope I am.
Look, you are quite right in the sense that he still has to depend to other ministers. For instance, the determination process part of it, which means there must be public engagement and all other related steps. Those powers were not removed from the Minister of Minerals and Energy. It still
right.
sits with part of Section 34, which makes it now co-joint. So I think what they wanted to do was expedite the procurement part of his responsibility rather than giving him the full de facto power to can go and decide on some things that would require a determination process. For instance, buying and actually allowing a mine to actually offset its own energy availability on the grid with another player on the other side through wheeling or whatever agreement. Those processes will still have to meet determination process, which means they'll be needing public engagement, and that you still need the minister's co-signing on it. So he doesn't have those full de facto powers, but he now has full de facto powers to say, I can start a project and finish it.
Yeah.
As long as I get the sign in and buy in from the other ministries. And I mean, the sky is the limit for him. He's got 3 months to prove to us that he can become effective and use these powers effectively. My worry is these guys are running around trying to raise $30 billion for diesel, which we don't know where you're going to ban it in Eskom, because you can't ban $30 billion in Eskom right now as we're speaking. Are they looking at other suppliers of generation who are using diesel? It's a different thing. But in Eskom right now, there's no $30 billion you can ban there.
Yes.
You know, and we're giving a story, but it might be something has to do with that they are going to be procuring more other diesel suppliers of energy and then offsetting that $30 billion. But in a year in Eskom, you can't ban $30 billion. So this is one of the issues that we wanted to raise. But I think the powers are necessary. We just want to see in 3 months a reduction in load shedding using this particular determination powers and Section 34 new powers that he's got as a minister, rather than just giving us long talks and you know, media's presence, which does not give us any results. If we can have megawatts restored, a 1,000 megawatts every 3 weeks, then we're talking something.
Thank you so much, Crown Prince Adil Ntshabeleng, energy expert. His thoughts on the very decisive now clarification of the powers of the electricity minister. Of course, the water can always get murky in the actual doing, but clearly, I think from Crown Prince Ntshabeleng's view,